I don't know whether I should follow that up at this point with another question or not. Well, anyway, is it safe to say that when Schumann first began his own journeys as a young man, let's say from Heidelberg, he went to Switzerland and Italy and all that, that maybe in his head was echoing the words chronicling the adventures of Franz Sternbald and Taugenisches and Wilhelm Meister? Do you suppose he may have consciously seen himself following in that Wanderreise?
Well, two or three things, really. First of all, the young German of the time traveled extensively. That was the way of the young German cultivated artist ever since Goethe. As in earlier centuries, the young Englishman had done the grand tour, so since Goethe's Italienische Reise, everyone had to go to Italy and everyone had to travel and see the world. And secondly, this was, in any case, a young man's natural impulse to see the world a bit, to create it, to receive impressions, and then, if one's an artist, recreate those impressions in one's own way. And the more boundaries one can extend and the more horizons one can perceive, why, the more finished and complete an artist one is. And thirdly, Schumann, as a composer in the Romantic tradition, naturally takes an interest in the whole known physical world, including world geography. He actually wants to express ideas from every known quarter of the globe, because nothing less than universality is his declared aim. When Schumann started to write songs, he chose not only the German language, but translations from English, Greek, French, every known language. He wanted to master the literature of every known country and visit, if at all possible, in his own person, every known land. And it's just a general aspect of exploration, mental and aesthetic exploration, which you have to cover as much ground as possible, literally as well as metaphorically, and then come back and tell people what you've seen and experienced.